Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. And you've got Doc Holliday here, your host for Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we're here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. So glad to have you right here in the first week of February, the first full month of the second administration of Barack Hussein Obama. And what do we have on tap today? You don't want to miss today's show because somebody's talking about immigration. Is it deja vu? Well, we're going to talk about immigration. Not only that, we got to tell you about the economy. We're going to take a little note, a little time on the economy, which the growth shrunk. It shrunk, believe it or not. Somebody was cooking the books, I believe, before the election. All right. Well, we talked about it, but now the truth is in the pudding, it looks like. We're going to talk about that, and we got some clips about immigration reform, what you need to know. That we've heard things stirring all around. We've heard it on all the shows, Rush, Hannity. But what you're going to hear on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is what you need to know. We've boiled it down to what you need to know. Deja vu. A little French going on today. And then we're going to end the show with something from the movie Les Miserables. Have you seen it? I went to see it. And I'm going to give a special award for that movie at the end of the show. So make sure you listen to that. And we do have this week's Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. And it's going to go to someone that's going to be mentioned through this talk of immigration. You were going to mention the name and you will hear. And that person will get this week's Tombstone of the Week Award for well, you'll find out for what. So make sure you're listening to the show. We got some great things coming up. And right now, let's jump right into it with Marco Rubio, Senator, United States Senator Marco Rubio, one of the rising stars in the Republican Party, well-respected. And he came in front of the microphone with on his right side, right on his right shoulder, was none other than the Democrat Senator from New York, Schumer, and then the Democratic old hand from Illinois, Senator Durbin, over his left shoulder. And this is what the young, fresh, smart Republican from Florida, Marco Rubio, had to say.
Most Americans, I recognize how critical an immigration system that works has been for our heritage as it is for our history, for our future. By the same token, I see the negative that illegal immigration has been for our country and the problems that it causes. And the reality of it is these are issues that the vast majority of Americans agree with as well. The vast majority of Americans believe that we need to have a legal immigration system that works. And they recognize that what we have now is not a 21st century legal immigration system. And that's why I'm so pleased that the first principle in this effort is one to modernize our legal immigration system so that it reflects the reality and the need of the 21st century. By the same token, we recognize that America is a sovereign country that has a right to have immigration laws and has a right to reform them. And that's why I'm pleased that these principles outline not just the need to enforce our immigration laws, but to do so in the future in a way that ensures that we're never here again with the situation that we face today. But none of this is possible if we don't address the reality that there are 11 million human beings in this country today that are undocumented. That's not something that anyone is happy about. That's not something anyone wanted to see happen, but it is what has happened. And we have an obligation and the need to address the reality of the situation that we face and address it in a way that is fair to the people that are doing it the right way. In essence, the hundreds of people that come to our offices every year whose relatives from all around Latin America and the world are waiting in line to legally come here, we have to be fair to them. We also have to ensure that we don't do anything that encourages people to come here illegally in the future. But by the same token, we are dealing with 11 million human beings who are here undocumented, the vast and enormous majority of whom have come here in pursuit of what all of us would recognize as the American dream. And that's what we endeavor to move forward here on. And there, let me just say that on both sides of this issue, there are legitimate points to be raised. There are people that are concerned about how much this is going to cost the American economy. We have to be frank about dealing with those issues. This country owes $16 trillion. By the same token, I think we need to be honest with ourselves about how important immigration is for our economy, for agriculture, for guest workers and other laborers, and for those who are already here now that are making contributions towards our future. And I think today's an important first step in what's going to be a significant complicated journey, because the issue of immigration is not a simple one.
Now, Senator Marco Rubio puts that in context very well. And I am excited about Marco Rubio. He's so exciting, and he has some great ideas, and he's really thought through this immigration and what he went on to say about security, border security. But the thing about Senator Marco Rubio, I like his fresh approach, and I think he's got some really good ideas that he can put together an immigration bill that we could see, that I could support. The trouble is on his right shoulder was Senator Schumer, looking over his left shoulder was Senator Durbin from Illinois. Two diehard Democrats, and what I can see in their eyes is, let's use Marco Rubio, let's get some new ground plowed in the Republican Party, and let's plant the seeds of what we want, and we'll get what we want and make them look bad if they don't pass it. I'm just being frank with you, because didn't we do this in 1986? I was alive in 1986. Were you? Some of our young listeners? No, you weren't. But President Ronald Reagan worked with the Democrats, and they came together with an immigration bill because there was over a million, probably close to 2 million immigrants, and they gave them amnesty, said, come in and we'll stop it and we won't have this problem ever again. Now, where are we? We got 11 million illegal immigrants now, and they don't like to be. They said, don't use the word illegal immigrants, but undocumented workers. I don't want to upset anybody. Did I upset you by saying illegal immigrants? Well, undocumented workers, whatever you want to say, but we got some problems here in America. We all know it, like Marco Rubio said so succinctly, so well. He put it, nobody planned for 11 million people to come into America that have no documentation of why they should be here or why they shouldn't. And a lot of them are really working for the American dream. That's why they came here. And the thing that we got to see is, with this bill, if it's put together the way Marco Rubio would put it together, I'd love to see it. And like he said, the bill has not been put together. But deja vu. Deja vu. We did this in 1986, folks. And what is different? That's why I want to ask everybody who puts something into the immigration bill, what I want to ask President Obama, what is different from 1986? That we won't run in the same thing, the same problem. It reminds me of a second verse of this song. See if this fits the bill for you too.
Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
Same old song, people. Same old song. It's the same old song from 1986. It's like Yogi Berra, the late great Yogi Berra, would say, it's deja vu all over again. And I'm telling you, if we don't wake up and get some people to know what's going on, we're going to have some problems. And I do not like people like Schumer and Durbin and these people who have said one thing and done another over and over, monkeying around the bill. I don't believe they're going to put things in there that we can support, because we have got to have a way to have access for 11 million people to be legalized. Okay, let's get the border fence up. Let's get the borders under control succinctly, without anyone being able to get in and out without going through the legal process. Is it ready? When will it be ready? Do you think President Obama wait till that's ready and approved by governors and the Congress before he moved? Well, let's see what the White House, this is just to see what the White House press representative, Mr. Carney, had to say about what the White House thinks needs to be done with immigration.
First of all, I think you glided over a very important aspect of this, which is that the set of principles put forward by this bipartisan group embraces the path to citizenship. This is a big deal. This is an important development. This is in keeping with the principles the President has been espousing for a long time, in keeping with bipartisan efforts in the past, and with the effort this President believes has to end in a law that he can sign. When it comes to border security, I think anyone who looks at this honestly will note the tremendous strides we have made in the past 4 years in protecting our borders. In fact, they have never been better enforced than they are now. And over the past 4 years, this administration has dedicated unprecedented resources to secure the border, taken important steps to make interior and worksite enforcement of our immigration laws smarter and more effective. And we have made historic investments in manpower, technology, and infrastructure to help secure our borders. And like I said, our borders now are more secure than they have ever been in history. That work continues, but I think it's important before we let the moment pass to acknowledge that the progress we're seeing embodied in the principles put forward by this bipartisan group is happening for a reason. And I think it's happening because a consensus is developing in the country, a bipartisan consensus, and it's happening because the President has demonstrated significant leadership on this issue. When the effort to achieve comprehensive immigration reform did not succeed in 2010, this President continued to press for it. He's given speeches on it repeatedly. He put out his detailed blueprint online, and he made clear in the campaign last year that this would be a top priority of his in the second term, and he is keeping that commitment by pressing forward today. This is an important first step that we've seen from Congress. We need to continue the movement. Going to Julie's question about timetables for legislation, the goal here is not for everyone just to get together and say we share common principles, but to achieve legislation that gets the job done and does it in a way that can earn the support of Congress and earn the signature of this President.
Well, you heard the Press Secretary Jim Carney talking about it. He said it's got to earn the signature of this President. And it sounds like to me they are not going to give an inch. The White House wants to get exactly what they want. They're going to ridicule people who don't get lined up behind their plan. And I'm just waiting to see what happens. But I tell you one thing, it is very, very important that the American people don't lay over and go to sleep, and they need to look at every sentence, every word in this bill. And when a bill comes forward, there's no bill now, folks. There is no bill to even look at. But as people try to build that consensus, just like Carney in the White House is saying, they see support. They're going to cheerlead it. They're going to rah-rah behind it. And what they want is anything that'll get them over the goal line to get something signed, as long as they can go back and get what they want out of it. The border fence, you can look, they'll have wording in that, but it will not mandate that the borders be secure. Well, you heard what Carney said. Never has it been more secure than it is now. Can you believe the lies this administration is still getting away with? This was a White House press conference, and Carney was not. He said this is the most protected border we've ever had, and not one reporter challenged him. We have a press that's playing footsie with the White House. Playing footsie with the White House. That's what I said. Exactly. We got a press that cheerleads. Just last week, we heard 60 Minutes interview Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama and gave him a pillow puff job. Just lay down the pillow and said, give us what you want. What they wanted was exactly what I said. They don't want Secretary Hillary Clinton to go out on a bad note with her Benghazi hearings. They wanted to go out with a puff job on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes used to have some hard-hitting interviews, and right now I don't know what their ratings are, but they ought to go down south because they don't have any hard hitters. And when it comes to President Obama, nobody's challenged this president from the mainstream media. Quit calling them lamestream. They hate America. I said it. Yes, they hate America by being pussyfooting around with the White House. They will not challenge this president or this administration because they're just mean-spirited. They hate what's good in America, and they want to see America fall. That's the only thing I can come to conclusion. Maybe I'm too far. If you think I'm too far on that aspect of the mainstream or lamestream media, then email me and let me know. Just go to radio@teaparty.ms and send me what your thoughts are. Maybe I'm too hard on this press corps. But America is going to suffer when we don't have anybody investigating what we can go on in Benghazi, what's going on today of these lies that are coming out about immigration and from the White House. And they're talking things like the border is more secure than it's ever been. And not anyone challenged it. Not a soul there. But I tell you one thing. As much as I get frustrated with the White House and this administration and the lamestream, mainstream media, there are people, there are heroes out there that will challenge what's going on. And I want to take my hat off to Senator Jeff Sessions, who has stood firm on this immigration issue. He wants to see something done, but he wants to make sure we enforce the laws. And like he says, how can we do any kind and pass any kind of overhaul of the immigration bill? How can we pass an immigration law if we don't even enforce the existing laws? The president's not enforcing the existing laws. And he went to the Florida United States Senate. And in just a minute, I'm going to play for you what he said on the Florida United States Senate, Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. You can go to rocksplittingpolitics.com, www.rocksplittingpolitics.com, and pick up some of my books. You can see the books there offered for sale. That's what helps keep us on the air right here. We appreciate those who are buying the books. Great conservative ideas on different books. What I need to let you know is that we here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics appreciate you, because we're growing leaps and bounds every week. People want to know what's important. What do they need to know? What are they going to hear that they won't hear anywhere else? But you hear it right here on Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad you're listening to us. We need you to let your friends and neighbors know. Link us to them. Tell them about us. Because as we grow, the message we get out across America is, don't give up. Help is on the way. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics will help you know which way to go, what you need to do, what you need to say. And that's why you're listening to us, and we appreciate it. And that's why we come on the air every week to give you a new, exciting show. If you haven't listened to our last three or four shows, get on the, go back into the archives. By all means, listen to, we had a show with Benji Backer, a great young person that is bringing together people at Turning Point USA. He and others are putting out the word that the young people, this country, are in a bad shape, and it's going to get worse if we don't stop this crazy spending. So go listen to that show, and listen as we talk with Murray Holland talking about the debt trap. Great shows to listen to. You, if you've missed them, go back and tell your friends about them. But we are going to look for solutions. And that's on this immigration. We need solutions. And that's why you're about to hear from none other than the United States Senator from Alabama, Jeff Sessions. Here he is on the floor of the United States Senate.
Of immigration reform, it's important for us to understand where we are as a country with regard to the laws that we have and how they're being enforced. I would share some thoughts about that today because the American people and members of Congress need to fully understand what's happening. It's well documented that the Obama administration has either unilaterally weakened or outright waived the enforcement at the border, at the in the interior and at the work site and at the welfare office of existing immigration laws. At the center of this misconduct is John Morton, the director of ICE. The evidence that I'm about to share with you leads me to the unfortunate conclusion that Mr. Morton can no longer effectively serve at this post. And perhaps more importantly, there can be no comprehensive immigration reform as long as he's the person in charge with enforcing it. What purpose is served to pass new laws if the ones we have are ignored by the officials charged with enforcing them? Now, let me run through a series of events that have occurred in the last several years that further undermine the ability of America to enforce its laws. I may not be able to finish, and I'll make my rest of my remarks available in the record. In an interview with the Chicago Tribune, Director Morton of ICE announced that ICE may not even process or accept illegal aliens transferred to the agency's custody by Arizona officials. They weren't happy with Arizona, presumably, so they wouldn't even accept people the local law enforcement's turn over. On June 25th of 2010, the National ICE Council, the union that represents more than 7,000 detention and removal agents within ICE, cast a unanimous vote of no confidence in Director Morton. According to the officers, their vote reflects, quote, the growing dissatisfaction among ICE employees and union leaders that Director Morton has abandoned the agency's core mission of enforcing United States immigration laws and enforcing public safety, and have instead directed their attention to campaigning for programs and policies leading to amnesty, close quote. In March 2nd of 2011, in a departmental memorandum, Director Morton outlines new enforcement priorities and encourages immigration agents not to enforce the law against most illegal aliens, but only to take action against those who meet his priorities. So Director Morton issues a second memorandum on June 17th of 11. Further directing ICE agents to refrain from enforcing U.S. immigration laws against certain segments of the illegal population, criteria similar to that under the DREAM Act, despite having no legal or congressional authority to do so, and despite the fact that the DREAM Act was three times defeated in Congress. So what they did was they just altered the enforcement policies of the federal immigration officers to effect the DREAM Act that had been explicitly offered and rejected in Congress on three different occasions. There's much more that I could say about this and have many more examples of memorandum issued by Mr. Morton. It's just not good. I'm the federal law officer. I'm just saying that it's not healthy. And these actions are demoralizing to our agents. So in the coming days, these facts will and more will come to light. The administration has to realize there can be no comprehensive immigration reform as long as it is the policy of the director of ICE, John Morton, to refuse to enforce existing plain law.
Yay! Thank you, Senator Sessions. And you heard John Morton, director of ICE. That is our problem, one of our problems, and President Obama is responsible for John Morton being a director of ICE, and I'm glad that Senator Sessions says it's time for him to go. Not only is it time for him to go, he gets this week's award. Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award is given to Director of ICE, John Morton, for his awful, awful work and his outright disregarding of United States immigration laws. He is disregarding. It's not his job to make law. His job is to execute law. His job is to make sure the laws are carried out by the will of the Congress, what's been signed by the president. That's how the United States Constitution works, and he is in direct violation, and that's why he gets this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. John Morton, resign or be fired. It's time for John Morton to go as director of ICE. Now, let me cool down a minute and say, how do you like being in part of an economy that is actually shrinking? We were told before the November election what a great economy had. It was moving forward. It was moving forward so much, so swell, we had to reelect President Barack Obama. Team Obama. Team Obama could not say enough for how this president is a great economic genius. And now in his first, as he starts his second 4 years, our economy actually shrinks. Shrinks. Actually shrinks. And you know what's scary? I told you, because people were scared of taxes, they were pushing income into the end of the year and in 2012. And there's going to be a lot of folks who can. They're going to put they waited to buy supplies, waiting to buy things that they need for businesses, so they could push that into 2013. We're going to see what does that mean for the economy. Well, we're going to find out. But you know, shrinking the economy, that's not what this president told us was going to happen. You heard right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, as we talked to numerous people about how the manipulation of the government figures was playing right into the hands of Team Obama to reelect the president, and we're going to suffer for the lies, the consequences of lying to the American people, lying to the public. And we had so many gullible people who went for it. We're going to suffer because of lies. We're going to suffer because of being mistreated and cheated. We were cheated, okay? If you can't trust the government and what they say, and you know they're manipulating the numbers, then what does that tell you? It tells us we got to roll up our shirt sleeves and get to work and shout out the truth.
Cheated. What difference at this point does it make? What difference at this point does it make? What difference at this point does it make? What difference at this point does it make?
Let me end on a good note. I said that we had this title called Immigration and Deja Vu. Well, we got a little more French from the French novelist Victor Hugo. And they wrote the play Les Miserables and Les Mis. It's out there. And so let me just end the show talking about this. Okay, we got a movie out. It's not about politics. Well, it is about politics if you go back to 1832, but Les Miserables, Les Mis, it's out. I finally got to go see it. Now, I did see the play. If you remember back a few weeks ago, we played a U2 clip, and I talked about it. It was the very clip, a live concert they gave in Paris in 1987, the summer of 87. I was there live, and guess what? I did get to see the play Les Miserables at London in 1987, just before I flew back to America after a two-week backpacking tour through Europe, and I got to see this play, and I do remember it, and it was a fantastic play. I'm not a guy that goes to play every night, just can't do that down in Tupelo, Mississippi. But listen, I did enjoy the play. You hadn't seen it, I mean, if you don't like musicals, I think you'll like it. But I did notice something in that play. I think we need a Doc Holliday's Academy Award special extra. Okay, what does that mean? Well, I saw something there I've never seen in any other movies. I've seen a few of main actors, but the whole squad, all the actors that were playing all the parts, I'm talking about showing the poor and the refuse of of 1832 in Paris. They had something special I haven't seen in any other movie, and it's because of some of the new techniques, and we're going to give them a special award. So hang on just a minute. I'll give this Doc Holliday Special Academy Award. Maybe somebody will tell the real Academy that they ought to give out this award. But let's get in the mood. Let's hear a little of the finale of Les Mis. And that's the musical finale of the movie out right now, Les Mis. I just want to say I'm going to give the Doc Holliday Award, Academy Award special, for authentic teeth, the authenticity of the dental work of 1832. Now, if you didn't see the movie, you go out and see it. And if you've seen it, go back and see it. And look at all the teeth, especially of all the poor refuse, those in the streets. And they did a bang-up good job. Now, what they do now is they have these special aligners that you see about people doing orthodontics. And you see commercials about doing braces, see-through braces. What it is, they put a little plastic covering over the teeth and move teeth. But also in the movie business, they can paint teeth and put these plastic covers over the teeth and make them look authentically real. Now, I will say Anne Hathaway, who may get an Academy Award out of this film, but in her role, she had to look actually ugly and beaten up. And she had just had a couple of teeth extracted, and they did. She said she didn't wear one of the trays because she was singing close up, but you can see a bloody blood clot where two teeth were removed as she's singing. You have to sort of pinpoint and be looking for it. But all the actors and some of the lead actors had different teeth for different times, and it's you need to watch that. It gets Doc Holliday's Authenticity in Teeth Academy Award. So somebody call the Academy and tell them what Doc Holliday's doing. But I thought we'd leave on a little different note and just have a little fun. Go out and watch Les Mis, Les Miserables, if you haven't seen it. Great, great musical. It's been like London had it going on for 25 years. They put it to the movie, and there's something in there that just, that's why it ran for 25 years. It strikes at a chord when they talk about fighting for freedom, fighting against the tyranny. And is that not something that corresponds to America today? I'm feeling it. How about you? But go out and see why Doc Holliday gives Les Miserables this Authenticity in Teeth Academy Award. And that's it this week. Join us next week. We'll have another great show. We'll pick up some things that are just that you won't hear anywhere else, just like Doc Holliday's Authenticity Award for teeth in movies. Okay, see you next week. Hope you had a lot of fun. I have, and we will be back next week with a great new show. And don't forget that Valentine's Day is coming up. You know what that means. So all you lovers out there, get your Valentine's ready, and we'll have a show next week. And we will not forget what this country is all about right here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Let your friends and neighbors know. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.